We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 28th of May, 2011. I got a lot of things to cover here, so I'm going to hit the ground running. Last week, we had climatologist Dr. Tim Ball on the program, and most of you folks, maybe you were listening. I made the prediction at the time, and one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on is because summer is coming, and with summer comes the warmer weather, and with the warmer weather comes the global warming crowd to talk about and clamor and spout all this alarmism that they always spout every single time it starts to warm up. They take advantage of the hotter weather. And once again, we didn't have to wait long. I made the prediction that Al Gore and his bunch would be out, and sure enough, the pond has thawed, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if there's any warming at all, it's caused Gore's pond to thaw there in Tennessee. And now he's out, once again, addressing Hamilton grads. The Utica Daily News reports Al Gore addresses Hamilton grads. He says, Al Gore, 45th Vice President of the United States, Nobel laureate, and author of An Inconvenient Truth, told Hamilton's class of 2011 that the climate crisis is the most serious challenge that our civilization has ever faced, and that while the grassroots movement in support of solving the climate crisis is the most powerful in the history of the world, quote, it will be the generation of you in this graduating class that will really bring about change, unquote. Gore also addressed the political state of the democracy, of our democracy, and Gore must not know, and these people must not know, that we don't have a democracy. We have a representative republic, at least that's what the Constitution says we're supposed to have. Anyway, and how decisions made on false assumptions have led to major national challenges. Well, what false assumptions is he talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Well, certainly not the false assumption of global warming, but certainly that is a false assumption. So anyway, we got that going on, even as we have heavy snowfalls going on in the West. Denver Associated Press reported just yesterday, ski resorts are bustling with activity. A key highway into Yellowstone is closed because parts of the road have been seen more than 25 feet of snow. And campgrounds are feverishly removing snow from campsites to clear the way for visitors. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend in much of the West. So there you have it, global warming, once again covering the West. When we come back, I'm going to briefly touch upon the fact that now we have climate, quote-unquote, scientists that are fighting the freedom of information laws because they don't want to release their information. I got a lot of other information as well. Stay with us. Govern America is on the air.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here on the 28th of May, 2011, I just wanted to say also here at the outset of the program, I forgot to mention this last week, we have done some revamping on the website. If you go to governamerica.com, that's the website of the program here, www.governamerica.com, you can see that we've added some stuff. You may notice that if you looked for the stuff that we had on the side, is particularly the Westerner and the Aftermath News, which I think is a really good blog out of, I think, England, and some other things. We've moved that down to the bottom of the page now, underneath all the headlines. We also, I'm in the process right now of transferring the information over from the old site to the new version. So we have the old White House press releases up there now. We had on the old site, and key congressional votes and Supreme Court rulings. So basically you have all three branches of government being represented right there on the main page. And underneath that we have the entire Drudge Report and the Westerner, which very important blog from Frank Dubois. He was the, I'm trying to remember now what his... he was an official with the I think, Department of Agriculture in New Mexico, if memory serves me correctly. But anyway, he knows his stuff. He knows Agenda 21. He knows the plight of the ranchers and the farmers, the threats that they're under. And he covers all that information on his blog, and it's very good, very good stuff. So check out that down at the bottom of the homepage at governamerica.com. Also, we have news from the Smart Growth Network. They revamped their site, so we have their stuff on. And basically, we're not in favor of smart growth here by any stretch of the imagination, because that's all Agenda 21 stuff. As cities are redesigned, if it's a sustainable pattern of development, ladies and gentlemen, people are being crammed into highly dense, stack 'em and pack 'em cities, and being forced out of the rural areas. And we talk about this a lot on this program because most people don't talk about it. And so, anyway, that's going on there. Smart Growth Network covers a lot of things about cities and how they're being redesigned and different stuff. So check that out down at the bottom. As they update their website, it'll appear on ours so we can keep a track of what these clowns are doing. Down at the bottom also, for now, I have the Department of Transportation, Ray LaHood's blog as well, because he covers a lot of that stuff. As well. And so anyway, check out the website, governamerica.com. Also, you will notice on the right-hand side, as usual, the guest information is listed. Underneath that, we have the Restore America Plan expose by Roger Mundy. I encourage you to check that out, along with the all the communist Chinese information. Very important stuff, ladies and gentlemen, as we're being colonized right now. So, anyway, lots of information, more to be added as time goes by. And, of course, we track the news throughout the week at governamerica.com, and some of it we're going to be covering right now because there's a lot going on. We're living in very eventful days. We, of course, hit the debt ceiling this past week, and we are facing some very frightening prospects for the future. And I don't want to exaggerate this. I'm not trying to sound alarmist here, ladies and gentlemen. But once you see that the United States government can no longer borrow, and this is really the only way that we've been able to sustain this economy, such as it is. I mean, it's not a very good sustaining of the economy. The thing is tanking. We have unemployment. The economy is rife with unemployment. It's everywhere. But we have this going on, such as it is, there still has not been social unrest to any great extent, any noticeable extent, really, here in the United States. I mean, we've had protests at certain capitals, but that's mainly been over, you know, other cuts to, like, unions and things like that. I'm afraid that's going to change very soon. I'm very concerned about the direction we're headed with the government unable to borrow from foreign countries anymore. Where are we going to be headed, ladies and gentlemen? It looks to me like, and we'll get Bob Chapman's opinion on this in the third hour. He's going to be joining us. But it looks to me like, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have to really force, unless they raise this debt ceiling, which I do not want them to do, we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, and this is by design. This government has to either go further and further into debt in order to sustain the status quo, and that being pushing back the social unrest, pushing back the fact that people are going to starve in this country. And they're going to go without health care and essential services. We either have to go further into debt to avoid that, or we have to deal with the problem now, which means that people are going to starve. That's just the way I see it. And if I'm wrong on that, well, I hope to God I am. But ladies and gentlemen, the government has been paying people to stay home for a long time. We have new unemployment numbers out we'll get to shortly. But the way everything has continued to go without completely crashing down is through borrowing from Japan, from China, from other countries, but most notably Japan and China. And we see what mess that has gotten us into, you know, as we have our governors over there in China right now recruiting everybody to come here, Lady Swan, Utah. I got a clip, by the way, hopefully we can get to it today, where Mark Brzezinski was on one of the ABC's Morning Joe show, and they just made a trip over there, and, you know, they talk about this stuff all right, quite candidly and lightheartedly, like it's some kind of a great joke. No, yeah, you know, it's good for America to have the Chinese come here and take over. Well, what a load of crap that is, huh? Pardon my vernacular. Anyway, before the break, I was talking about the fact that we have climate scientists, quote-unquote, now fighting against the freedom of information laws. The Guardian out of the UK says freedom of information laws are used to harass scientists, says Nobel laureate. Now, who are the climate scientists? Well, let's see. We had one on the show last week, and it seems to me like he's not one of these people that is fighting against the Freedom of Information Act or Freedom of Information laws in other countries. No, I think he's pretty much in favor of climate data being released to the public. So who are the people that don't want the climate data released to the public, ladies and gentlemen? Could it be the alarmists? Could it be these people that are trying to beat the drum and scare you, and you know, the little chicken littles that says the sky's falling everywhere? Guardian out of the UK reported just 3 days ago. Sir Paul Nurse says climate scientists are being targeted by campaigns of requests designed to slow down the research. Freedom of information laws are being misused, they say, to harass scientists and should be re-examined by the government, according to the president of the Royal Society. Nobel laureate Sir Paul Nurse told The Guardian that some climate scientists were being targeted by organized campaigns of requests for data and other research materials aimed at intimidating them and slowing down their research. So You bad, mean, evil folks out there that just want to release the research, you know, you're just getting in the way. You're just doing this to intimidate them. He said the behavior was turning freedom of information laws into a way to intimidate some scientists. Nurse's comments follow the launch of a major Royal Society study into how scientists' work can be made more open and better used to inform policy in society. The review, expected to be published next year, will examine ways of improving access to scientific data, and research papers, and how digital media offer a powerful means for the public to interrogate, question, and reanalyze scientific priorities, evidence, and conclusions. Nurse said that, in principle, scientific information should be made available as widely as possible. Yeah? Well, then why are you fighting the freedom of information laws, you nitwit? As a matter of course, a practice common in biological research where gene sequences are routinely publicized in public databases. But he said freedom of information had opened a Pandora's box, he says. It's released something we haven't imagined. There have been cases of it being misused in the climate change debate to intimidate scientists. Well, anyway, I'm not going to spend too much time on this hogwash, but the point is, you know, I think it's interesting now. They can't substantiate their claims. They make lies. They lie all the time about what the weather's going to do. Now, you know, they change the terminology. You know, 30 years or more ago, it was global cooling. Oh, the sky is falling. Global cooling. It's going to be another ice age. Then they turn course because global cooling didn't pan out. Now it's global warming. Oh, global warming. That didn't pan out. So what's next? Well, you know, it's climate change. And then, well, the climate always changes. So we'll call it global climate disruption. You know, and every single thing that they've ever predicted has fallen flat on its face being false. Why does anybody believe anything these people have to say? All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the Patriot Act. I'm going to talk about the International Monetary Fund and water. Got very important information on water. I want to follow up on something that was said last week. I think it's very important. Stay with us. Govern America continues. Don't go away.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream Water.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. By the way, my email address, and I keep it open during the program, is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Moving along here, we have the Patriot Act. I mentioned before the break that was just extended again. We were told back in September 11th, when that whole event happened, that orchestrated event, to get us into the Middle East, that all of these so-called protections, all of this stuff is going to be temporary, you know, and the government has continually extended this stuff, and now we're going to have it again, you know, with one major difference. Now it seems like the president, you know, he was over in France when this thing passed. Evidently, they were on a deadline, and he signed it through using a machine of some sort, an electronic signature. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But anyway, political reports, Patriot Act clears Senate, House and Senate. It says, capping a week of political bickering and parliamentary delays, the House joined the Senate on Thursday to pass a four-year extension of key provisions of the Patriot Act that was set to expire at midnight. Because Obama, I can't bring myself to call him President Obama, was traveling in Europe, he signed the bill into law using an auto pen, a machine that replicates the president's signature. The House voted 250 to 153 to renew three parts of the counterterrorism surveillance law. 31 House Republicans joined most Democrats in opposing the extension, while 54 Democrats supported it. Hours earlier, the bill cleared the Senate on a 72 to 23 vote, with 19 Democrats and 4 Republicans voting no, mostly over concerns that the Patriot Act violates personal privacy and civil liberties. You think? Anyway, the week-long fight over parliamentary procedures and amendments left a trail of bruised egos and bad feelings in the upper chamber, and who cares about that nonsense? But, you know, the thing is that this whole idea of the president signing a bill, quote-unquote, without actually seeing the bill and without actually having the bill, well, I guess why should we really be concerned about that, huh? I mean, when you really stop and think about it, none of the Congress critters read the bills that are presented to them. They don't read the bills they're voting on. In fact, the original Patriot Act, they didn't read. So I guess, really, when you think about it, why would the president read it? We're really entering some interesting times, folks. But the question I have here is, is this a move? Are we going to start seeing the president, quote-unquote, regularly signing bills this way? Maybe the bankers will come in, who are the ones really running the country in the first place. Maybe they're going to come in and just start passing these bills on their own, adhering the administrative executive, his signature to the bill on their own, bypassing him altogether. I mean, what's to stop them from doing that if he's going to do this electronically? There's some people, rightfully, in Congress that are questioning this. Representative Graves in Congress questions Obama's auto pen signing of the Patriot Act extension. Excuse me. The Hill.com reports just yesterday, Representative Tom Graves from Georgia, he's a Republican, is questioning President Obama's use of an auto pen in signing an extension of the Patriot Act. In a letter Friday, Graves asks Obama to confirm that he saw the law prior to its auto pen signing. He says, "Mr. President, I write to request your confirmation that S-990, as passed by Congress, was presented to you prior to the auto pen signing, as well as a detailed written explanation of your constitutional authority to assign a surrogate the responsibility of signing bills passed into law." Now, I'm not quite sure. I guess I don't know entirely about this whole idea of an auto pen, but his usage of the word surrogate is very interesting to me. Because it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, that he's not really signing it himself anymore. He's actually, you know, and this raises some other interesting questions. If he's able to basically appoint an electronic thing to sign for him, then does this give him the authority to appoint a different surrogate to sign bills for him? I don't know. I think this is just kind of one more step toward blurring the lines of what we really have as far as what our government is concerned. Now, will it matter in the overall scheme of things? We're so far derelict away from where we really should be anyway, constitutionally. You know, I don't know, but it's there's no shortage of hijackings to the American system, and I think that's very important. All right, bottom of the hour break already. It's amazing how fast time's going. When we come back, we'll deal with some more information. I got some water news. Stay with us. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone. And there are lives in the balance.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Before the break, I was talking about the Patriot Act renewal, and I wanted to touch upon this real quick before we move on to other things. Wired.com reports that a senator is saying now that there's a secret Patriot Act. This came out just on May 25th, just a few days ago. They say, you think you understand how the Patriot Act allows the government to spy on its citizens, but Senator Ron Wyden says it's worse than you know. Congress is set to reauthorize three controversial provisions, and as we've covered a moment ago, it already happened, their reauthorization, of the surveillance law as early as Thursday. Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, says that the powers they grant the government on their face, the government applies a far broader legal interpretation, an interpretation that the government has conveniently classified, isn't that interesting, so it cannot be publicly assessed or challenged. But one prominent Patriot watcher asserts that the secret interpretation empowers the government to deploy dragnets for massive amounts of information on private citizens. The government portrays its data collection efforts much differently. Quote, we're getting to a gap between what the public thinks the law says and what the American government secretly thinks the law says, unquote. Wyden told the Danger Room in an interview in his Senate office. He continued by saying, when you've got that kind of gap, you're going to have a problem on your hands. What exactly does Wyden mean by that? Well, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, he laments that he can't precisely explain without disclosing classified information, but one component of the Patriot Act in particular gives him immense pause, the so-called business record provision, which empowers the FBI to get businesses, medical offices, banks, and other organizations to turn over any tangible things it deems relevant to a security investigation. He says, it is fair to say that the business records provision is a part of the Patriot Act that I am extremely interested in reforming. I know a fair amount about how it's interpreted, and I am going to keep pushing, as I have, to get more information about how the Patriot Act is being interpreted, declassified. I think the public has a right to public debate about it. That's why Wyden and his colleague, Senator Mark Udall, offered an amendment on Tuesday to the Patriot Act reauthorization. Well, that was his first mistake, and, you know, he shouldn't be offering amendments for reauthorization. He should be demanding that nothing is redone. You know, now I haven't checked on this guy's vote, and I'm glad he's bringing this information to the forefront. But, you know, once again, ladies and gentlemen, hey, look, they're interpreting things a lot more draconian. Of course, I'm not going to tell you how it is. That would violate the classification of the law. How did this guy vote on the Patriot Act? That's my question. Somebody could look that up. Wyden. W-Y-D-E-N. If he voted for it, he's no hero for America. He's a dirtbag traitor like the rest of them, folks. As most of them are, unfortunately. And sorry to be so frank about it, but I'm so sick of this crap, this high moral ground crap, this pretending that, hey, we're better than the rest, and we're just above the fray, and meantime, we're going to send the country down to hell. We're going to send it down the cow path and over the cliff and run you off the cliff. You know, anyway, moving along here. Don't want to get too bogged down on that, but parts, just be mindful, ladies and gentlemen, that the Patriot Act, the way it's interpreted, is actually classified information. You don't even know how the government is dealing with it. And, you know, here's a question I have. You know, with all this Patriot Act reauthorization, let me ask you a question. Folks, do you really think that if this thing had expired, they would have quit spying on people in the first place? I mean, do you really think that they weren't doing it prior to the Patriot Act? I think really the only real purpose the Patriot Act has, so-called Patriot Act, I detest the name because it's such a false name, but I really think the only thing it really does is legitimize the activities that they were already going to do anyway, you know. But anyway, moving along here, now we have the White House adding a new position. Yes, seems like the White House adds a lot of new positions. New czars, new cabinet-level jobs. It seems like the executive branch gets bigger and bigger and bigger with each successive administration. And certainly the one we have now is no exception to that rule, but now it's kind of interesting, the position that they've added. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Hillary Clinton came out and testified before a congressional committee, and she says, you know, we're losing the information war. She says the United States is losing the information war, and she cited a bunch of different countries, Russia and Iran, and I think in different countries around the world that have their own news channels, and she says we're not getting our propaganda out as well as other countries are. But one major thing I think she was alluding to without even really alluding to it is the fact that the alternative media in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, and yeah, we're patting ourselves on the back, I suppose, we are cleaning their clock. We are absolutely killing them as far as information is concerned. And this is very much an information war. Make no mistake about that. First and foremost, the hearts and minds of the American people are, I think, really the reason why they have stepped up their efforts, they have stepped up their timetable, is because they are aware that people are waking up in droves everywhere. You know, years ago, when we started in this, when I started in this, you'd go and talk to people, and they didn't have any idea. They didn't even want to hear it. Now, everywhere I go, people are just, they drum up conversations. They're starting the conversations about what the government's doing, about what the people are doing. And they're, because people are concerned. People may be preoccupied with certain insignificant things in the media. You're always going to have those Paris Hilton worshipers. Oh, I wonder what kind of shoes Paris Hilton's wearing this week. Oh, I wonder what, Kate Middleton's doing. You know, I find out her dress is made, by the way, in sweatshops. I thought I saw something this morning on that. Not that I was looking, because frankly, what those royals do over there, I couldn't care less. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, is we're always going to have those distracted folks out there in every society. But when people start becoming oppressed themselves, when things start to affect them personally, as most in this country have been affected in one way or the other, in a major way, by this economic downturn, by this depression that we're in, and I do use that word depression. You know, when you have a quarter, probably about a quarter of the entire country, either underemployed or completely unemployed, making less money, if they're fully employed, statistically, they're making less money than they were before, you know, and they're having harder and harder time paying their mortgages. The gas prices are above $4 a gallon in some cases. It's dropped a little bit now, recently. It'll go back up, though. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, when you have all this going on, it's kind of hard to ignore. It's kind of hard to care about Paris Hilton's shoes. You know, it's kind of hard to care what Kate Middleton is doing. Oh, some people still will. But, you know, you care more about your own backside than you do some royal backside. But now we have a situation where the White House has added a position to deal with, guess what? Online media, ladies and gentlemen. Media Bistro reports the White House has named Jesse Lee to a new position with its communications department titled Director of Progressive Media and Online Response. That's his title. His name is Jesse Lee, and he's Director of Progressive Media and Online Response. According to the Huffington Post, Lee will essentially be responsible for building up Obama's online presence as he prepares for his reelection bid and squashing any negative stories. They report the Post is a new one for the White House. Rapid response has usually been outsourced to the Democratic National Committee, if not done on an ad hoc basis by administration officials. And it signals that the White House will be adopting a more aggressive defense of the president and his policies as his reelection campaign gears up. So I just thought that was important because it just shows you, ladies and gentlemen, how effective we've been at getting the truth out. Now they have to literally morph into something else and say, hey, we're going to have a cabinet-level position now to deal with things that people say online. And it's kind of chilling in a way. Thoughts about the Ministry of Truth, 1984, George Orwell. Anyway, we're living Orwell, folks. If you haven't read that book, I highly encourage you to do so. We have this from Ken, the board out there at the network. Senator Wyden demands debate over Patriot Act. It says, from the Senator Wyden Hits Again Department, it's feeling like we should have a weekly section for kudos to Senator Ron Wyden. Each week he seems to be the only major elected public official who seems to actually be fighting for the people rather than for the greater power of corporations and government. Well, maybe I'm not giving him enough credit then. His latest is that he seems to be one of the few elected officials who are actually pushing for real debate about the sunsetted Patriot Act provisions. As you may recall, Congress has been rubber-stamping extensions to the three provisions which allow for very broad surveillance with very little oversight. Each time they extend the provisions, they claim that there hasn't been enough time to debate the provisions, so we should just push it out again. But then no debate actually happens. It looks like Senator Wyden is looking to fix that. He says the Patriot Act was written and passed 6 weeks after the worst terrorist attack in our nation's history, and we know that's a lie. Congress wisely included sunset dates for the Patriot Act's most controversial provisions so that they could be thoughtfully considered at a later time. After 10 years, it is clearly time for that debate. So anyway, I'm going to leave that there, and thank you, Ken, for putting that up. So maybe Senator Wyden is doing the best he can to, you know, at least he's asking for a debate. I guess we'll give him the benefit of a doubt. All right, moving along here, we have Washington Times reporting, Senate debates president's power during cyber attack. We got this going on as well, the cybersecurity stuff. Existing law crafted in 1934 for radio. They say this was put out just days ago. Actually, May 23rd, senators squared off with Obama administration officials Monday about plans to give the president emergency powers to protect vital U.S. electronic networks from attacks by hackers, cyber terrorists, and foreign governments. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee held a hearing on the administration's legislative proposal announced 2 weeks ago that would rely on a pre-World War II radio emergency law to provide the president with authority to protect key computer and communications networks like those mainly in private hands that run power grids, phone systems, and banking services from a cyber attack. Well, who's the country, ladies and gentlemen, where most of these cyber attacks come from? Is it not communist China? At least, that, according to what I've been reading, it is. A lot of our cyber attacks come from communist China. More than likely, the government in China is hacking in to different networks here in the United States. And yet we're pretending they're our best buddies. So why do we really care about cybersecurity when the whole concept of Homeland Security is just a sick joke? Senator Susan Collins, who's a main Republican of the administration's plan to rely on the 1934 statute. I must say this really baffles me. Ms. Collins accused administration officials of relying on outmoded yet potentially sweeping authorities granted in the Communications Act of 1934 that gave the president the power to take over radio stations in a time of national emergency. Isn't it interesting, listeners? This happened in 1934. Another depression, listeners. Isn't it interesting how all this stuff, these draconian measures are always done at a time when there's been an orchestrated financial event? They say at issue is one of the most controversial elements of any new cybersecurity law. What powers the president should have over the Internet in the event of a catastrophic attack on vital U.S. assets. Quote, the country would be better off if we did create some new law regarding the authority of the president to act in these emergencies, said Senator Joe Lieberman, who's just a worthless piece of dung, pardon my language. And he continued, clearly, if something significant were to happen, the American people would expect us to be able to respond and respond appropriately, said Philip Redinger, Homeland Security Undersecretary for Infrastructure Protection, during the hearing. Experts say that the event of a major cyber attack, authorities might have only a short time to respond. Yeah, especially since they're probably going to be the ones that pulled the thing off in the first place. Oh, we gotta respond quickly. Never mind that they pulled the plug themselves. Never mind they did the hacking. They engineered the hacking. And they engineer every crisis that we face today. All right, I'm going to leave that there. When we come back, I'm going to get to the water news. I got an International Monetary Fund situation. We have the G8 conference going on, has gone on. Stay with us. Lots more to come. Don't go away.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, early on the program, I told you folks that last week we had a comment I wanted to respond to. We were bringing up Dr. Tim Ball, and just before that, we had, I think it was Lee in Georgia call in, and he made the statement that basically that the reason why we're in Libya is over water. And then right after that, we had a listener call in and says, he's absolutely crazy. I mean, where does he get this? And I treated Lee with respect, and I didn't think he was crazy at all, and I wanted to revisit that. Because the reason why I didn't write that off, let me just say here up front, I don't think that's the only reason why we're in Libya, but it's not as crazy, ladies and gentlemen, as it sounds. And I want to share why. First of all, the IMF is in the process of meeting. They're re-engineering. They're supposed to be making available to the Middle East and Northern Africa $35 billion. The IMF website just yesterday reported launching the Deauville Partnership with the Middle East. The Group of Eight, or G8, has pledged to support Middle East and North African countries that are transitioning to free and democratic societies. Now, that sounds really good, doesn't it? Free and democratic. Isn't that a great thing? Well, if it was really free and it was really empowering to the people, what is democracy, though? What do we know about democracy? I remember not too long ago talking about Mikhail Gorbachev, and he used that word democracy. Mikhail Gorbachev, of course, the former leader of the Soviet Union. And he says, we the people are for communism. He says socialism. He actually said socialism. We the Soviet people are for socialism. We want more socialism and therefore more democracy. Or more democracy and therefore more socialism. This idea of democracy, basically it's a socialist system. It's mob rule. But I like what Roger Mundy's take on this is. He says, a lot of people say democracy is mob rule. In reality, it's rule of the mob. They always couch everything they do under the high moral ground. It's the sales job that this is going to somehow empower the people, what they do. It's just like the People's Republic of China. Doesn't that sound wonderful? We're doing this for the people. The People's Liberation Army. Liberation Army. And yet, what do? They mow down the people anytime the people protest. Anytime the people are upset. They run them over with tanks. They gun them down. They slaughter and murder everywhere they go. So don't fall for the democratic crap that the UN and the IMF and all these other globalist clowns spew out on a regular basis. We don't want democracy, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want their brand of this crap. All right, I'm at the end of this hour. Second hour is about to begin. Stay with us. Governed America continues. Don't go away.